This is a Christian Science extemporaneous prayer treatment by the Mary Baker Eddy Institute, website mbeinstitute.org. The topic for this prayer treatment is plank number 11 of 32 planks, which are provided by Mary Baker Eddy in the textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. She provides on page 330 to 340, 32 topics. And she states that in order to demonstrate, we need to understand both the letter and the spirit of the system that was revealed to her. And on page 146, she states, divine metaphysics has now been reduced to a system. And on 330 is where she says, we must understand both the letter and the spirit. And of course, that means to think, talk, and act with understanding. And we can only do that if we've proven it for ourselves. So, of course, the first step in any topic that is regarding healing is to transform thought from nurturing, cultivating a life of taking to a life of giving. For we cannot heal if we are focusing our life on taking, because that means that we fear that there's not enough supply, and therefore we have to take and take all we can do. Of course, that's a lie, because God is infinite and love is wholesome. So that means that wholesomeness is infinite and there's no limit to the amount that's available. So we, as an individual expression of God, can reflect all of the infinitude of perfection that we want to reflect. But keep in mind, each degree of reflection only comes about by giving up a degree of belief in life, truth, and intelligence and matter. So what does Mary Baker Eddy say in plank number 11? The topic is Christ Jesus. The text is as follows. Jesus was the son of a virgin. He was appointed to speak God's word and to appear to mortals in such a form of humanity as they could understand as well as perceive. Mary's conception of him was spiritual, for only purity could reflect truth and love, which were plainly incarnate in the good and pure Christ Jesus. He expressed the highest type of divinity, which a fleshly form could express in that age. Into the real and ideal man, the fleshly element cannot enter. Thus it is that Christ illustrates the coincidence or spiritual agreement between God and man in his image. Breaking that down into an itemized list, keeping all the text in its original format, is something like this. Number one. Jesus was the son of a virgin. Comment. Jesus had to appear in a way that a mortal could see him. At the end of his career on planet Earth, he said that he had more to tell us, but we were not ready for it. Probably the most accurate statement about why he went through the crucifixion was that he needed to show humankind that life, truth, and intelligence is not in matter. Otherwise, he would have been destroyed. But it was really only a short-term show of that belief that life, truth, and intelligence are in matter, or mortal mind, electricity, animal, vegetable, mineral, anything at all that is visible. It had to be proven that that was a false belief, and that the fact was that there is no life, truth, and intelligence in matter because of the second phrase, because all is infinite mind. So it's one or the other. It's either that everything is based on matter, or that matter is unreal and nothing that is based on the theory that matter is real can be real. It is only a false representation of truth. It's not the truth, and it isn't truth itself. For truth itself is that God is spirit. That's what it tells about in the record of the spiritual record in Genesis chapter 1, in day 2. Day 1 talks about mind, where it says, and let there be light. Now that's before the sun or the moon is discussed. So light is mental. It's like enlightenment. Become aware of something that has always been true, even though we were not aware of it. That's why Mary Baker Eddy looks at the first three words of Genesis chapter 1 and translates where it says in the beginning to the words in the only. The only creation, the only existence that there ever was, is an existence of spirit. Heaven is spiritual, not material. God has provided for us to understand what heaven is all about, and to understand that it is within each one individually. That's why it's omnipresent. It's all a matter of perceiving the truth about heaven, about all existence being heavenly. And that is dependent upon our perception being real and based on the scientific statement of being, where it clearly states that there is no life, truth, and intelligence or substance in matter because all is infinite mind. Wherever we are, our thoughts are within us. And that includes the fact about heaven being omnipresent for everyone. Whether or not one follows the path is an individual salvation that needs to be discovered individually. Now the second thought says he was appointed to speak God's word and to appear to mortals in such a form of humanity as they could understand as well as perceive. It's been mentioned in other prayer treatments that the reason Jesus was crucified was because he said that we shall neither marry nor be given in marriage. That removes what was believed to be the only way that civilization could be propagated, through a union of a male and a female, and an incubation period of 9 months, and then the birth. And that all of the situation about the birth and even the pregnancy is an uncomfortable situation for the mother. But again, think about Shakespeare. The second quote at the beginning of the textbook, "There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so." Our thinking is what makes it so for us. Everyone has to work out their own salvation. No one can work out ours, and we cannot work out the salvation for someone else. That's why Mary Baker Eddy makes the statement that if one is healed through the efforts of a Christian Science practitioner, he is not going to go anywhere if that's the end of the story. When someone is healed through the efforts of a third party, in this case a Christian Science practitioner, they should be so inspired about the possibilities that they should have a burning desire to get involved and to explore, utilizing what Einstein said about curiosity. Never stop questioning. Then we really start to learn. We're then encouraged to test it, try it on a problem that we have, and see if it heals it. If it doesn't, then there's probably a misunderstanding somewhere along the line, and not a continuous study of the textbook from beginning to end. Point number 3. Mary's conception of him was spiritual, for only purity could reflect truth and love, which were plainly incarnate in the good and pure Christ Jesus. Mary Baker Eddy restates what is in the Bible, indicating that Jesus is the Son of God, and truth represents following the path of truth. And that's what a son is supposed to do, follow the Father. And of course, the real Father, the one and only, is God. And love is the symbol that Jesus represented more than any other, because no matter who attacked him or what their, theoretical reason was, he responded with love. Totally having his thought on a dimension above and forward of where they were. As Einstein said, we have to be in a higher level in order to heal, solve a problem. We can't work in the same dimension where the problem was discovered. We have to work at a higher level. One of the more prominent journalists worldwide indicated when he interviews someone, he wants them to start off by giving the, I think he calls it the 30,000 foot view, so that you're above all of the noise, but you can see the big picture. And more easily then can you connect the dots to come to a conclusion about what the trend is by looking at the individual components and seeing how they're lining up together. Number 4, we're talking about Christ Jesus, expressed the highest type of divinity which a fleshly form could express in that age. Jesus said that he had more to tell us, but the population was not ready. If he didn't come to earth in a physical form, he would have never been accepted even superficially. And of course, that's how he was accepted, was superficially. No one really got into it except for John. He's the only one that really understood what was going on, and that's why Jesus came back after his ascension to meet with John on the island of Patmos to dictate the book of Revelation. Number 5, into the real and ideal man, the fleshly element cannot enter. In other words, you can't mix matter and spirit. You cannot mix the visible and the invisible. You're either working on a spiritual level, or you're working on a fake level, a materialistic level. And you can't get anywhere that way. And it says here, the fleshly element cannot enter into the real and ideal man. In other words, they're separate and distinct. When Mary Baker Eddy talks about reflecting the qualities of God, she's not talking about a sinning mortal man doing that. She's talking about us being able to transform our consciousness from the unreal, physical, fleshly form to the real spiritual image and likeness of God. As it states on page 591, is the definition of man. The compound idea of infinite spirit, the spiritual image and likeness of God, the full expression of mind. That's her definition of man. And what is man? That's you and me. Whoever is striving to reflect the spiritual nature of God in their own life, that's the real man that is discussed in the Bible. In Genesis chapter 1 up through verse 3, up to and including verse 3 of chapter 2. So we have to make sure we understand there is an absolute dividing line between spirit and matter. Matter is unreal. Spirit is real. Spirit is represented by immortal mind, which is incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite. Matter is represented by a pulpy substance called a brain. It says, number 6, thus it is that Christ illustrates the coincidence or spiritual agreement between God and man in his image. She doesn't say a mortal man or a mortal view of man. She's talking about the spiritual image and likeness of God as described in the definition of the real man. Are we going to accept that and cultivate it, nurture it, mother it, so that we let our true self evolve? Or are we going to go around with blinders on? Einstein says that religion without science is blind, and science without religion is lame. We need to take those at heart. Christian Science is the only thing that is a science and a religion. The religion, the best religion in the world. For the religion of Christian Science relies on being totally independent of the belief of life, truth, and intelligence and matter. Christian Science shows us how to do it. She discovered the science behind the healings of Jesus. And she's been out there in the front making the path through the jungle by herself. The opportunity is infinite. Are we going to get on the track of truth so that we can learn to do everything that we're ready to learn to do? Let's see what John L. Stanton has to say. The text in prose is as follows. The text depicts Jesus as, quote, the son of a virgin, end of quote, destined to become the Christ Jesus who would rise progressively to the attitude of correspondence where the principle and its idea are one in coincidence. The human Jesus is a diminishing concept. The Christ idea is progressively the real and ideal man coming to light until finally seen in ascension. That's a quote from Miscellaneous Writings, page 73. Science and Health unfolds and interprets the science of this translation. So let's look at the itemized list. 1. The text depicts Jesus as the son of a virgin, destined to become the Christ Jesus, who would rise progressively to the altitude of correspondence, where the principle and its idea are one in coincidence. So this is our goal. This is what we need to be striving for in our understanding. We're looking for the coincidence between God and man. The coincidence between Jesus as the way shower and our understanding of his life. The science of it. The only way we can heal consistently is to first of all realize that there's a science involved by getting a clue from Mary Baker Eddy on page 146, where she says divine metaphysics has been reduced to a system, and we need to study what is this system all about. I know people that don't even want to study it because they think it's complicated. It seems to be very simple. It's just like mathematics. You've got digits and you've got operators. 0 through 9, the digits, and the operators are add, subtract, multiply, and divide. This is very much like that. We have 7 synonymous terms instead of 10. Mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. 2, the human Jesus is a diminishing concept. The Christ idea is progressively the real and ideal man, coming to light until finally seen in ascension. So the human Jesus is a diminishing concept, because it is replaced as we understand the truth about Jesus being the Son of God. So he is always seen as reflecting the qualities of God. Jesus had one message. When a Pharisee asked him, "What is the greatest commandment of all?" without hesitation, he stated, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. And the second is like unto it, love thy brother, thy neighbor, as thyself." The Bible clearly states we cannot love the invisible, which is God, unless and until we love our neighbor as ourself. That means we have to convert a life of taking, which is based on fear of there not being enough supply, to developing the confidence and understanding about love, which is wholeness. That's our supply. And then Once we get over that initial hurdle, then we can really go somewhere. Because we will realize that Genesis chapter 2, starting with verse 4, is a fraud. It's a fraud. That is the entire reason that people are led to falsely believe that they were born a sinner. If one looks up what word is the original word used for God in Genesis chapter 1, they will find that it's totally the opposite of the word that is used for God in chapter 2. If anyone thinks that they can get ahead of the game by looking upon Jesus in a material way, or the world, or a platform on which to build, being made out of matter, they're going to be tricking themselves and building a sandcastle that can be wiped out momentarily. It will take you nowhere fast. So what is our choice going to be? The churches promote Jesus as being God. And yet they have a cross that shows Jesus hanging on the cross. And some, even with the image of blood streaming down his head because of the crown of thorns that were put upon his head. Jesus looked at all of that as being a fraud. Like Kurt Russell, a lifelong actor from when he was a small boy. And he responded with the truth. He said, "Movies are a fantasy. My life is what's real to me." It didn't matter what part he was playing in the movie, it was all fake. It was only for entertainment. They would do anything that they could to deceive the public into believing something that was false. Movies are made to direct thought in a particular way. If you look back 50 or 75 years ago, because all of this is available on the internet, pay attention to the music, the books, even the dictionaries. They all change with time. They are all politicized. Hollywood, one of the biggest centers of corruption worldwide. Many arrests have been made, and many more. All of Hollywood, except for a handful of people, operate based on being controlled. They're controlled. They're blackmailed. The same with 95% of Congress. The same with the ones that are heading up the largest corporations. Blackmail. Controlled by the so-called intelligence agencies of the U.S. government. Bleach is being applied generously, and many arrests have already been made. We've announced a number of them on the website, only to expose the evil that was exposed. Not the individual. Our focus is never on the individual. Mary Baker Eddy said, make sure you separate the person from the act. Because you cannot destroy the evil by destroying a person. Another person can just take their place. In fact, that's exactly what happens. The government intel agencies are experts on cloning. In other words, a real robot, really. And on CGI, which is computer graphics, and on doubles. Hiring an actor, and then putting on a rubber cover-up to make them look like someone that they are not, to make them look like someone that has already been executed. There were six different locations where the former president was seen at the same time in different parts of the United States. Clever people have gone through and taken images of them and put them all together so you could see the six different images. And not a single one was the real person. Not a single one. That's why they use this auto pen. Signing documents. It's all now been declared by the Supreme Court that nothing that was signed by an auto pen is legitimate and can be null and void. Much of what Congress has done in the last 4 years that the present president was not obviously in control, he was working in the background. And the music that was played at the inauguration for the former president was for a funeral. When a president is inaugurated, there is specific music that is played and a specific number of firing of the cannons. And it was all different. It was all different. And the pictures that look like he's in the Oval Office, he's on a movie set. They have like three different movie sets. We have been, those that are uninformed, have been believing a lie. Several governors have been executed. And their actor replacements or their clone replacements are trying to make people believe that they are the real one that was executed. We must understand that the substance of spirit is purity. And we cannot let our guard down. We must do what Mary Baker Eddy said we must do. Guard our door of thought as if we were blocking it from thieves and murderers. Because that's exactly what they are. They are attempts to kill the truth within our consciousness. They are attempting to replace the truth with error, with mistakes, with false views, with actors. The Speaker of the House said the way to make people believe something is false is just make it up. And then give it to the media and tell them to promote it. And then the one that made up the lies about something or someone refers to the media as their authority. The whole thing is a circle of lies, deceit and deception, decoys. Kurt Russell is one of the few that refuses to bend to the blackmail scheme of Hollywood. He walked off of an interview because they were trying to persuade him to agree to their lies as being truth. He just walked off of the set. He was abiding by principle. The same with another one that was famous for being a cowboy for so many years. And then a detective. He doesn't compromise his principle. He knows the difference between right and wrong. There are a few people in Hollywood that do. And they won't give up what they know to be true. What side of truth are we going to be on? The spiritual side or the fake news side, which means it's not true at all? But it's a lie. We have our choice. And we better be careful about the path that we take because the one leads to self-destruction. And the other one leads to being the image and likeness of the one and only omnipresent God, the God that is omnipotent, all science, all action, the God that is all creative ability, functionality, capacity. Mary Baker Eddy says that the power, the only power we have is the good we do and embody. Remember, she defines good on page 587. Same page she defines God. Good is defined as God, spirit, omniscience, omnipresence, omnipotence, omniaction. Can there be an accident if we clearly understand and live, if everyone would do this, live the life of divine principle, where every action is controlled by divine mind and not a mortal concept of mind? We make our own path. We make our own future based on what we do this moment. The wealthiest man in the world that has put a rocket up in the air and brought it back down into its launching pad at the end of the journey said he works on trying to solve a problem that no one has solved before. The problem we need to work on to solve is that what is believed by nearly everyone out there is false about who we are, about who Christ Jesus is, who Mary Baker Eddy is, J.B. Phillips, the author of the new translation of the New Testament. Anyone really working on truth is attacked. That's the only thing that just doesn't make sense. You can't take a rib from a man and make a woman. You can't be born a sinner when you had nothing to do with it. You're born innocent. We have to accept that. We have to claim it. We have to propound it. We have to keep reminding ourselves of it until we believe it ourselves. That's why in controlling the fake news, they have everyone reading a script of the same identical words in an effort to brainwash the listeners. Because the human mind does not want to accept something that it didn't previously believe. So they break it gently over years and years of effort of trying to corrupt the image and likeness of God. And we have a choice. With every thought, speech, and action, we have a choice. What path are we going to take? This plank number 11 is about Christ Jesus. Are we going to believe the truth or a lie? Believe the truth means that we have to forget all the enticements that evil tries to use deceitfully and as decoys to get our attention and to entice us into a mortal view of ourselves. And it promotes that we are weak, not strong, not someone of purpose and character, but a wishy-washy love, a love without principle, a love without spirit. There is nothing without spirit because spirit is the only real substance. We need to form a model in thought that whenever there's a suggestion about us being anything less than the perfect spiritual image and likeness of God, that we can immediately convert our thought from a materialistic view to the truth about man, the truth about God and the connection between the two. This prayer treatment will conclude by reciting the scientific statement of being. When we understand the true meaning of the scientific statement of being, we can refer to that as our model. That covers all the important points. I also highly recommend that one study sincerely the 39 topics that Mary Baker Eddy gave to each of her students that were living in her home, and they were there for the purpose of promoting Christian Science. She required each one of them to study those 39 topics, the exact text that she quotes from the Bible and her writings, primarily the textbook. Feel free to substitute words from generic words that are stated with specific words about your situation and about you. Here is the original text from page 468 of the textbook, which is chapter 14, Recapitulation. And the page tells you the importance of it, because the first thing she discusses is God. And this, I believe, is the third topic. So it's really important to understand. The Scientific Statement of Being by Mary Baker Eddy. There is no life, truth, intelligence, or substance in matter. All is infinite mind, and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is His image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Amen. It is Sunday, December 21, 2025. At 16:59 in the afternoon. The topic for this prayer treatment is plank number 11 of 32, and the topic for this particular prayer treatment is Christ Jesus, giving us the facts that we need to know to put Him in the right perspective. Not one that is made up by dogma of various religions, but the truth as stated in the Bible and supported by what Mary Baker Eddy states in Science and Health in her final edition, written and made available to the public in 1910, which is the one that we utilize on our website as being the gospel for her writing of that particular book. Thank you for listening. The end.